Richard Butler presents lifestyle, real estate, and investment opportunities in the booming South Pacific. Opportunities south of the equator. Learn about the unique and voted happiest country in the world. The tax-friendly nation of Vanuatu.
This is the Real Estate Opportunity and Lifestyles of the South Pacific podcast, a podcast about personal opportunity and financial prosperity. I'm Lance Hunt from Melanesian Waterfront Real Estate Limited and living in the South Pacific paradise island nation of Vanuatu, a paradise in more ways than one these days. I have with me online today two gentlemen. Most of you know of Richard Butler in Sydney, Australia. Richard was two times Trade Commissioner to Australia for the Republic of Vanuatu. He's a successful real estate developer with more than 40 years' experience. And I will let Richard introduce our special guest today. Hello, Richard. Welcome to our podcast.
G'day, Lance, and thanks for that intro. Yeah, look, we've got an extraordinary opportunity today to introduce an entrepreneurial leader in the new tech revolution known as blockchain technology, Giuseppe Pucelli, with corporate offices in Australia, Italy, India, and employing over 150 web developers, is about to share his vision for Vanuatu with us. The prestigious Australian Financial Review newspaper last year voted Giuseppe's company one of the top 10 IT companies in Australasia. And Giuseppe is nothing short of an IT web blockchain fountain of ideas and concepts. But more importantly, I've learned that he has the ability to follow them through to reality. And with my last count, he can expand on it. I know he has over six very successful IT business modules operating worldwide. Listeners of this podcast would know that from 2012 to 2019, I held a position as the Trade Commissioner, which you've just mentioned, Lance, for the Republic of Vanuatu. But my major brief from the Deputy Prime Minister was to find worldwide interested investors to come into Vanuatu to help develop the nation, ecotourism, trade, agriculture, and technology. Vanuatu, with just 300,000 population, has a looming problem with over 30% of the population is under 15, and that percentage is growing yearly, and they require gainful employment. The government of Vanuatu wishes to welcome international corporate investors such as Giuseppe to help the nation provide employment to this new millennium. Today, I'm introducing a guy that I would call a visionary businessman to you with just the right profile that the government has asked me to find for this nation-building plan for the Vanuatu government. Giuseppe Pucelli is the CEO of prestigious Australia company Lekiba, a blockchain technology specialist who migrated to Australia in 2014 from Italy with his family. So he's already a convert to what Lance and I promote every week, which is basically advice on thinking outside the square with a plan B concept. So with no further ado, I'd like to welcome Giuseppe to the show today and ask him to sort of share with us his vision of what he has for Vanuatu in the form of blockchain technology and web development. Hello, Giuseppe. Thanks for coming.
Hello, Richard. Thank you very much for the great words. And thank you very much for the very deep introduction of myself and the business that I had here in Australia. Yes, you're right. I just moved only recently over to Australia. But since my move, I established a business called Lekiba that effectively, it's a reverse incubator. What means reverse incubator? It means we understand what the industries need and we build solution to solve their problem. The way we do that, it's a very new and innovative, especially into the Southeast Asia Pacific area. The way we're doing that at the moment is to talking very deeply and friendly with the leaders of different industry and particularly with the financial services industry, so the bank. We talk to them and we try to understand where they are not performing properly. And we try to understand how technologies can help them to save more time and to eventually perform better in terms of expense. Because we know all that the technologies are there for helping the businesses to perform better, to save our life, and to let us as humankind to spend our time more with our family rather than as in the 70s working into factories for 12 hours per day. So, and my business has built in the last 6 years a number of ventures, and particularly again into the financial services. And I have noted a gap. I noted that in Australia, as a second goal, part of the export of the mind that already it's led by this country, we have the opportunity to become the second larger export of technologies. There are a lot of great mindset. There are a lot of entrepreneurs that are able to pull together the right teams and the right knowledges to export the new product, so the technologies. But on my personal experience, I noted that there is a gap, and that the gap is the human resources to build the asset, to build the technology to be exported. And I started myself, as you properly said before, I employ about 150 people, and I found myself very difficult to pull together this relatively enormous number for a country of 25 million people, and in terms of skills, in terms of knowledge. Australia is compared, for example, to an old country like Italy. It's a brand new country, and 200 years of history behind us are not enough to say that we have all the skills that the country needs for the next era challenges. Saying that, based on my own business experience, I found that the best way to accelerate the development and the commercialization of my technology was not just trying to hire in country, but to hire as well overseas. So I started developing a large team of development, particularly in India, where I currently have more than 100 staff. That doesn't count into the 150 that you meant before. And they all work for this business in a very, let's say, uncomfortable mode, because they are on a different time zone, for example, because culturally they are not very ready to work with super skilled people that lives in Australia, for example. So I found that Australia needs help yet to develop its own asset and the next product. And I believe that, as I said before, comparing the time zones issue, for example, between India and Vanuatu, that sometime over the year, it's on the same time zone of Sydney. It's quite an upside. It's an amazing opportunity for the Vanuatu government to consider to work very closely with the Australian brothers and sisters, with the Australian government or with the Australian businesses, to develop the next generation of human resources for the technology industry. The new revolution, it's coming, and the Vanuatu have the opportunity to now start developing the human resources, to developing the skills, to developing the brains that the fourth industrial revolution is looking for, and working closely with his friend country, Australia, will have the opportunity to employ thousands and thousands of Vanuatu young people that really will be involved into the technology industry. So my vision is that it's the time now to come over Vanuatu and invest seriously, but with the support of the local government and the local community. I heard that in Vanuatu, they are working very hard in forming legal and the lawyer skills, but the technology is as well part of the future. And if we can become the bridge between, for example, the Australian universities with the Vanuatu universities, between the Australian government and association with the Vanuatu government and association, making easy to bring knowledge and skills over there and to form the next generation of software development and use our, for example, my business, our existing infrastructure to just employ people, then game done. very simple. So to summarize, my vision is to work with a strong partner in Vanuatu, particularly with the government, to establish an information technology campus and to form in the next 24-36 months a such strong number of university people. So my vision is to establish, with the support of the local community of Vanuatu and with the support and the bless of the Vanuatu government, an IT campus, an information technology school that will form in the next 24 months, 36 months, thousands of employees for the Australian market and eventually for the Southeast Pacific market in terms of software development services provided. And we can do that because we already have the client base. We already have the product, the distribution. I promise you that will be quite difficult to start from the scratch in terms of building the skills and then only afterwards start to sell those skills. As I said at the beginning of my message, we are a reverse incubator. We understand first the problem and then we backwards the solution and we deploy that. This is exactly the same.
Yeah. Giuseppe, on your wall of your office, you have a slogan, three C's, which is conceive, create, and
commercialize,
isn't it?
Yes, that is a, thank you, Richard, and a good remember from you. Yes, create, it's the most important core part of the business. But before to create, you need to conceive an idea. And after you create the idea, you need to commercialize it. Yes. Our business is exactly that in order, conceive, create, commercialize. But the core, the soul of the business, it's the way we smartly understand already where to sell it. And in terms of the IT campus I was meaning before, imagine the scenario where the first day a new formed skill, it's ready to be employed. Imagine the scenario where the job is just waiting for him or the, let's say, the project to join and to be developed, it's just there. That will impact such positively the incomes for the Vanuatu community that is incomparable with anything else, because all the ingredients for the cake are just there. The sales side, the infrastructure for the distribution. And once we start building the skills, then they will have just to be ready to go, plug it in, and we'll start generating wealthiness for their community.
Well, I've had a chance, as both Lance and knows, I've had more chance than Lance, but I've had a chance to visit your offices in Sydney and get to know you over an extended period of time. And there's a lot of people who talk the talk, but you've also got to be able to walk it. And Giuseppe, I know that you are a man that can walk that talk into something. And with the Vanuatu government's South Pacific communication cable, which is now for 4G Lite being available, this gives you the basis of being able to be only 49 milliseconds away connection-wise to the markets of Paris, London, New York, Sydney, for example. So this, there is a concept already in place. There is a practical link for you to be able to train people in Vanuatu. And I can assure you that the youth of Vanuatu are hungry for it. They're lean and they're looking for work. They're going to their high schools. And what happens after high school? This is the reason why the Vanuatu government is so proactive at this point of time in finding people like yourself and asking me if I could find people like you to come into Vanuatu, not only to invest financially, but also to invest your time and effort. Basically, you can't put a price on experience and the experience that you have. Now, I'm not a tech expert, but Lance might have a few questions. Lance, would you have a couple of questions you'd like to ask Giuseppe or share something with him?
Yes. Giuseppe, it was great to hear your concepts for Vanuatu and how it would work out here. And as you were speaking, I was thinking how good it is because the current export of labor force from Vanuatu means the men and women, mothers and fathers, physically go to Australia or New Zealand to work. And they do fine work in agriculture in particular, but they have to leave the rest of their family behind. And I know many families where father or the mother disappears to Australia or New Zealand for 6 months, 9 months, 10 months, and it does affect affect the rest of the family in a negative way, despite the fact that when they come back, they can move forward financially thanks to the extra income. But the great thing about IT work is that you don't have to rip people out of Vanuatu to do it. They can stay right here, go home at night to their families and work in their own country and yet have a positive effect in another country.
Thank you very much, Richard, for remembering me about the already existing 4G infrastructure and the 49 millisecond away. You won't do better than just remember me that the ingredients are already there. With such great infrastructure of communication, that will simplify the immediate positioning of Vanuatu in terms of the competition. The 49 milliseconds are very important. Imagine if we want to support businesses based in Australia with the customer care based in Vanuatu without to eventually have people moving out of their villages or moving out of their own island. And imagine the scenario where they can work from home or they can work from an office that is just 5 steps away from their house. That is the magic side of the technology. Eventually, we have as well another, relatively speaking, great news here. Following the COVID-19, the world has learned even better than before how the technology can still help running the business so the game to continue, okay? Even the impossibility to move the people physically. So we have, especially into the technology industry, we have learned a very important lesson. Doesn't matter where the people works from, but what matter, it's the quality and the effort and the passion that people put every day in their daily job. And I think in Vanuatu, the ingredients of the passion and the desire to find a great job at their home rather than be traveling overseas to find a job, it's just there. What we have to bring there in association with the infrastructure, it's now the knowledge, the educational. We have to bring just that small part that is how to do. If we bring the how to do, and in our language, the how to do is how to coding a software, for example, then it's done. The game is on, and Vanuatu will be soon competing with the countries like Philippines, Malaysia, or even worse, I would say, India, where different time zones, distances, infrastructure issues, because I promise you all the time that we have to speak with our remote offices in India, it's a challenge because the connection is not 49 milliseconds away, but is 490 milliseconds approximately.
Right.
So 10 times slower, everything. When you say a word over Skype, the word get there in 10 times slower than Vanuatu. So I think Vanuatu is strategically well positioned. And I believe that we all together with our knowledge and with the government strengths, we can put together a partnership and give to the people the deserved a pleasure to work from their own country.
Well, Giuseppe, I think we've sort of covered everything in that. This is our initial sort of introduction to you and Lakiba and also our real estate company in Vanuatu, Pacific Haven Resort, has joined forces with Giuseppe's company for the development of the Pacific Haven Resort over there. And we'll be talking more about that at a later time. I don't want to try and provide too much more information today because you've certainly given us something to think about. One of the things that I love, and I heard it come out of your talking today, was the word passion. And I have a passion in my involvement in Vanuatu, which is now since 2008. Lance has a passion as well. You have now caught that passion for Vanuatu after your trip over there with me in November, where you spent 4 days over there looking through the main town of Port Vila and getting an understanding on how Vanuatu life works. So we really thank you for your added efforts and concepts, ideas and visions for the Republic of Vanuatu, Giuseppe. We will call it the day at the moment as far as this podcast is concerned. But if I may, I would like to do another interview with you, perhaps maybe in a couple of weeks' time, and we could talk about bricklets. And I have been talking about bricklets on my podcast prior, but I'd really like to bring you back, if I may, in a couple of weeks and have another talk about the bricklets concept and how that's fitting into the Vanuatu real estate. So with all that, thank you, Giuseppe. Thank you for your time and effort. Lance, did you have anything you wanted to finish off and ask, or Giuseppe or myself?
Very nice to meet you through our Zoom meeting, Giuseppe. Last time we met, of course, you were sitting here in my office, in a lounge room at least, and we were having a nice cuppa while we're observing the wave and the Tuma Bay. But for now, I think that we can draw our podcast to a conclusion. And with you, Richard, I look forward to hearing more from you, Giuseppe, about the blockchain, the bricklets, and some of the other exciting concepts that you have going, and how they will have a positive impact on this fast emerging country of Vanuatu.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for having me today. And yes, I will be available on the next couple of weeks for discussion about bricklets.
Thanks, Giuseppe. Thank you, Lance.
So that's a wrap for our Lifestyles podcast again, and we look forward to being in your earbuds next time.